At IKEA, your dream home is a blue bag away. No matter the size of your space or budget, we've got everything you need to turn your dreams into reality. And now with new lower prices on hundreds of our most popular products, bringing the dream home is even easier. Like the gray Strandom wing chair, was $369, now $299. And the IKEA Plus 365 9-piece cookware set was $129.99, now $89.99. And hundreds more. Shop new lower prices at ikea-usa.com today.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, the Hargan family killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, the Hargan family killings, starting May 8th, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, AfterBuzzers, welcome back to the Unreal After Show. We are so excited this show is back, and so is our After Show. We are, of course, recapping the Season 3 premiere titled Oath. We have two very special guests in the studio. You guys are not going to want to miss it, so stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hello again, After Buzzers. Thank you so much for coming back for the Season 3 Unreal After Show here at AfterBuzz TV. I'm your host, Sam Davidson. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at SamD43. And before I introduce our very special guests, I have a new panel that I would love to introduce you all to. So please introduce yourselves. Let us know where we can find you on social media.
What's up, party people? I'm Erica Edwards, and you can follow me on all of my social media at Erica, E-R-I-K-A, D as in door, Edwards.
Hey, everyone. You can find me. I'm Leslie Powers. You can find me on Instagram at LMPowers15 and on Twitter at Leslie. That's L-E-S-L-E-Y, Powers15.
Hey, guys. I'm Taylor Gates. You can find me on Twitter at Alphaba_Ann and on Instagram at Taylor_Gates_.
And as promised, two very special guests, Mr. Josh Kelly and Bart Edwards. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Hey.
Josh, welcome back.
Thank you.
One more time, where can everyone find you on social media?
Just joking, JK.
So it's just, you're just joking. What is it? No? Okay. And how about you, Bart?
I am Bart_Edwards on Twitter and Instagram. I am Bart Edwards. Just simply my name, I think.
Very simple guy, it seems. Cool. No.
Yeah, no.
But no, not at all. We're going to talk all about it. Of course, don't forget to follow AfterBuzz. Use the hashtag ABTVUnreal. From personal experience, you guys are so much fun to talk to about this show. So this season, I expect nothing but the best from the fans and their theories. We have boys this season. We have lots of men.
You have,
and
I mean,
boys.
Yeah. Lots boys. Of boys and men, yes.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit about yourself, you know, first, Bart.
About me as a person,
yes,
in,
you know,
this real world that we live in.
Yes, you, within the Unreal world, did you ever watch the show before you got cast?
I did. I got it. Are you listening?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
They're very cute, by the way, if you're just listening.
Adorbs. They're really cute.
My journey to Unreal was a little bit longer, because originally, I, all the goss on AfterBuzz, auditioned for season 2 for the part that Mr. Michael Rady
played, love him.
Who I saw last week. What a wonderful, wonderful man. So yeah, I auditioned for that, and that was the first time I met the Unreal people, and then the year later, obviously, I'd just been... in their heads, and that's when season 3 came along.
Perfect. Yeah.
What about you, Josh? What was your journey?
I was OG pilot.
Oh, yeah. Oh, of course you were. Yeah.
One of the only 3 people from the series that are still, well, that are still in season 3.
Yeah.
Me, Shiri, and Jeffrey.
Oh yeah, of course. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Besides, you're now part of the core 4, I think. I think you're a core 4.
Yeah.
You swore it with blood. So
yes, yeah. And you're also a murderer. Which,
yes,
I knew.
Sexiest murderer after Dexter.
Yeah. Wow, that is a good.
I'll take it. I'll take it.
Well, let's get into where we leave off. I mean, this was so long for us, you guys.
I think it was about 500 days. I think
the worst.
Almost 2 years.
Yes, but 6 months only in Unreal time, and we go to this culty farm that Rachel's been living on. You know, we all know it was going to happen. Blah, blah, blah. Quinn gets her back. Were you surprised at all about where we found Rachel from where we left her?
I wasn't surprised. Only because I was like, it's going to take one sentence from Quinn,
and she's going to be back. But, yeah. You know, she went on this spiritual journey, and I wasn't shocked after what Josh did. That she needed a little cleansing, so
a little
to speak.
Respite.
It was Jeremy, okay? Jeremy.
Yes, it was Jeremy, not Josh.
Yeah, it was it was so Rachel of Rachel. Like, of course she's going to be on this goat farm, like, meditating in the water, and of course Quinn's going to throw rocks at her. that's so symbolic of their entire just relationship and dynamic.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't surprised at all, because it's like she's going to have a meltdown, and then she's going to, you know, come back to being the same old person she was. But yeah, so I wasn't surprised, but it was a nice start. I thought it was a good start.
Yeah, and I mean, Josh, when the show ended, you know, we knew that there was going to be two more seasons at least. Like, did you have any kind of idea where she was going to end up, or where you all were going to end up? Because the last scene of last season was you, Quinn, Chet, and Rachel all just kind of together staring up into the sky. Oh, crap.
Well, Stacey Rukeyser told me where my character was going, and so she was like, he's sober, he's trying to make amends for, you know, he's trying to at least look like he's a healthy person.
They said get rid of the beard.
They said lose a bunch of weight.
were you upset about losing the beard? And, you know, but...
No, I love. I mean, I gained weight for season two, and I wanted to lose weight for season three. It's cool. It was like a little arc.
Yes.
And you're still wearing those puffy vests. I feel like that's like your signature
look. That's
my thing.
That's just Josh's, though. He brings those two sets, takes them home from set.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we have a ton going on, too, with Quinn and Chet and Gary, who seems like he's going to be a bigger part of the season this season than the others. You know, we see they're barely hanging on. And I always find it interesting with the writers of Unreal, because it seems as though their storylines happen on the show, or they get written before things in real life actually start to happen.
Yep.
Like last year with, you know, the police shootings and all of that. Mm-hmm. And right now with the Me Too movement, I don't know, that entire scene just very much reminded me, you know, when Quinn goes, well, like, I'm a woman and Chet can mess up all he wants, and, you know, it really spoke to me, and I feel like throughout this season it's gonna continue to build on that, and it's probably no coincidence this is the Bachelorette of sorts, you know, because no one really, the Bachelor isn't doing very well right now, because no one really wants to see women get destroyed over a man. So I don't know. Do you guys ever think about that when you think about the show, or I'm just really reading way too into it?
No, I don't think you're reading way too into it at all. I feel like when Quinn said what she called Chet a bozo something, and yeah, he can do no wrong, but yet she has to prove herself consistently. So I think it is very timely right now, and they used feminism, I'd say, what, 20 times in this episode?
That's part of the drinking game.
There's a drinking game online, yeah.
There you go. Yeah, it was very prevalent that they were really droning that home.
Yeah. And I also think that Maddie's relationship with Gary is especially, I think, however that plays out over the season should be really interesting, because that is the epitome of what some of the Me Too movement is about. It's like, okay, well, if you're using it to get ahead, is that still the same thing as him using it on you? But we'll see how it goes.
Because obviously all this was written before everything came to light, but obviously that stuff was happening, so they knew it was happening. I think it's been done tastefully well. I think it's going to make people think about the way that things are conducted.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. If you had to choose, Bart, are you more of a Quinn or a Rachel?
Ooh, I think we are, but a yin and yang of both. A Quachel. I would almost say.
You think you're half Quinn and half Rachel?
Would you?
That's not a good hole, my friend.
Not a good hole.
No, just it's not a healthy hole.
God,
depends on which half. Which half?
Which half am I? I'd like Quinn. Maybe I'll run with Quinn. What would you say?
You?
Yeah.
Who you are?
Yeah. I'd say you're more Quinny.
I thought you were gonna say you're more AD Dan. Yeah.
You're more, you know, crazy Jeremy, just losing it and bringing it back together. But, you know, like I said, we have everyone back that we know and love, including Jeremy. Mm-hmm. And I just love that we had you on last season. That,
Oh, hello. What's up, special guest star?
We have another guest.
I feel like I'm dreaming.
Can you handle this?
Are they going to keep doing that? Yeah, just keep
Well, conveniently, I have to take off shortly, so. Yeah, I have to. Okay.
This is a tag team event.
Yep.
In the brought in reinforcements.
The sauciest.
It's like we're on the show, and this is.
This is crazy. One by one.
It's me. I'm Serena.
There's no eliminations, though. No eliminations.
None. We're all here today.
Everyone gets to stay. Hi.
She said, do you want to crash? And I said, okay.
Yes, sir. I looked at the screen. I saw my buddies in there, so I figured why not. Craig will be here soon as well.
Yeah.
I'm just going to keep showing up.
Actually,
please
introduce
yourselves to
the audience. I'm Marcus Rosner. I play Warren, the cowboy guy on the show. Yeah.
Flyover states.
Flyover states. Exactly.
Gotta go to Washington.
I love a good ribeye.
I bet you do.
I was just asking the boys, you know, if they were more Quinn or Rachel, what would you say about yourself?
As far as, like,
as
what
far
kind
as
of
you?
Preference?
Are you're yelling your personality?
Yeah.
Oh, like who would you vibe with the most?
I mean, who are you?
Who am I?
In your soul.
Yeah. In there.
Oh, man. Probably more of a Rachel.
Yeah.
In my soul, just because I've never gotten to boss other people around like that.
Wow.
So I wouldn't know what that would be like. But Rachel gets bossed around. I'm definitely being bossed around. So
good answer.
Good.
I don't know. Yeah. What did you guys say?
Quinn.
Yeah.
Yeah, figures.
Yeah, aim's high.
You got
that. That's presumptuous.
Before we let you go, I may want to make sure we talk some more about Jeremy and this blood oath.
Okay.
This is all. You've caused a lot of problems. It's so sad because you meant so
caused
well from
or
the
been
beginning.
A part of.
Well, you did kill two people.
Is Jeremy just a cog in this big machine?
Well, you did hit Rachel too. Let's not forget.
She hit me first.
I was gonna say we had him on last season after that episode, and everyone was like reeling from it, and I go, oh my god, we're interviewing Jeremy today, we're interviewing Josh, holy crap, this is gonna be interesting. And I loved the way you kind of explained it, though. It humanized you, and the thing is that even though you did 3 bad things so far.
But who's counting?
Yeah, we're still rooting for you. You love Rachel. You
very much.
Threw
so.
That in there again.
Yeah.
I do not. Yeah. At first, I was like, oh, they're going to end up together. Now I'm like, it's going to be like Romeo and Juliet. They'll kill each other or themselves. It's going to be a disaster.
It's been interesting seeing people because, like, in the beginning, it was Team Jeremy or Team Adam. And now people are like, yeah. There's no Team Jeremy anymore.
Yeah.
I feel like they disbanded after season 2.
Aww. Do you think your character feels any guilt about making everyone blood oath and...
He didn't. Chet made us...
Right.
Made everyone do that. No, I think he's... Because especially... I remember when we were talking about doing that scene. He's just trying to do whatever he can do to prove to Rachel that he's willing to be a part of the team. And I'm willing to help. I'm like, look, I'm clean. I'm sober. I'm willing to help. I'll never hurt you again.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll let you prick my finger to prove it. Like, I'll do anything.
Yeah. Wow. Well, you know, I hope you'll do more than that. Seems like we'll have a long way to go, right?
There's a hell of a long way to go.
This is just the gun just fired. We just took our first few steps.
Jeremy Redemption Tour. Is that what this season should be called?
No. There's a lot with these guys.
Well, I'm sure there is. I know you have to run, but
yeah,
is there?
I'm really sorry.
It's okay. Is there? We have two
terribly popular man.
Pretty attractive. You know, the talent. It's fine.
Well, these guys.
They're here too. So we will survive. We hope to see you again, though. I'm gonna keep on, you know, harassing you till we get you back here.
Okay. Thanks. No, I love coming on the show. That's why I crashed.
Yes.
Today.
Well, thank you.
And thank you guys for watching. Thank you, fans, for watching.
Yes.
And thank you guys for being handsome and awesome.
Aww.
Thank Joel.
Mr. Josh Kelly.
I'm still on Team Jeremy. I am because she told him to do it anyway. So yeah.
There is
that.
See you guys.
Tapping out.
Yeah. All right.
Thank you guys so much.
Bye.
How do we do this?
Slide that lock to the left.
Are we evenly distributed on the couch?
This is live TV. This is what we do. We're ruining the whole aspect of this show, aren't we? Because I'm now linked.
Oh no!
Could you do me a quick favor? Sorry, fans. And there's a little flip it to the right.
Just
there
so,
you go.
Yeah. Unless there is another limo entrance.
Well, we'll see. Consciousness might be coming.
If that Jackie comes in, we're golden.
Okay. Norman.
Yes.
Joe.
Yeah.
All right, you guys tell me how Joe, the jockey. How did you guys enjoy?
That was go hard or go home.
I'm a big fan.
I like that. Exactly.
I did not see that coming.
I still don't know what to say.
Yes.
How do you feel though inside?
A little disturbed.
Yes.
About
just so it was the sex scene. Mm.
I mean, you had your first bum shot. That's season one bum shot.
I mean, you know, we're not sweeping it clean this season, obviously. Uh-huh. No, yeah. Not at all.
Very I feel good. Like it was the same season two. I think it was season one, actually, when Adam had to sleep with that man's wife.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah, that
was intense. Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Yeah.
I felt
yeah.
the same emotions.
I remember watching that going like, oh, that's this kind of show. That's
This is what we're doing.
So, were you a fan of the show as well, you know, before you got cast on it?
You know, I live in Vancouver, and it shoots in Vancouver, and so, I was pretty familiar with it. I hadn't actually watched any of it, and then once I knew it was going to be on it, I binged it all, and I loved it, yeah. I always knew it was the kind of show I was going to be interested in, because it sort of has that irreverent way of pulling the curtain back on an industry that we don't see like the inner workings of a lot of the time. So.
And that kind of works in with how people maybe aren't watching The Bachelor quite as much now, that they can kind of get their kick here and see it being commented upon.
I think it's way more interesting to like, how the producers would be manipulating people like that. I mean,
So you two would never go on The Bachelorette?
I've had this question a lot over the junkers for this. And I think my answer originally, I remember us doing EPKs while we were shooting. My answer was like, sure, I'll give it a go. No, absolutely.
Why not?
I don't know why I said it. I must have been tired that day.
Yeah.
I'm not doing anything like that. No,
it's interesting seeing the men on The Bachelorette versus the women on The Bachelor, and just the cattiness that comes out. But the guys seem to always just be like working out. And
well, there's a lot of that this season as well. Because for me, I find it with the guys, it's more ego, and then the fear of their ego being broken. And when it does get broken, the fear that they're not going to be like the alpha, that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And there's that kind of perpetual cycle of just fear, ego. Which happens a lot.
In life, I'm sure. Want to talk about your guys' limo exits. Was that fun? Did it take a lot of takes?
That was day one, scene one. It was freezing. None of us had... That was our first scene, right?
That was like literally the first thing we did, I think.
Yeah.
We were all sitting in the Escalades or whatever, getting to know each other.
Yeah. It couldn't have felt more like we were on
the Bachelor. Yeah, exactly.
I remember people were like, I stopped, we were sitting in the thing, and I was so nervous about doing a Texan accent for the first time that I was just doing it for the first day, and then towards the end of that day, I kind of relaxed and stopped doing it. And people were like, oh, you don't have that accent?
It's like, weird you were doing that. I was spending my whole time relearning my lines in an English accent, because Jasper was originally American.
Oh, really?
I did all the auditions American, and they got to the read-through, and because obviously we've got Russian, Australian, guy from New York, Texas. Mm-hmm. They kind of want the United Nations of things. Mm-hmm. So I was there trying to relearn my own voice.
I have a funny story from that day, actually, that involves the two of us that you won't remember.
Pray tell.
At all.
Tell us.
But I do remember.
Why wouldn't I remember this?
Because it was insignificant to you and everyone else probably, but to me I was like, what the heck?
Okay, go on.
So we go up, and Jasper is much more important to the whole inner workings of the thing than Warren ends up being. This is the important part of this. But we got out of these limos, and there was nothing really scripted where we would meet Serena, and so I walked up to her, and I took her hand, and I kissed it, just like I thought that'd be like a down-home country boy thing to do. And then we went through this all again, and the director came up to me at one point and was like, hey, Marcus, don't do the hand kiss thing. And then he turned to Bart, who I didn't even know yet, and was like, hey, Bart, do the hand kiss thing. I was like, what the heck?
He stole my move.
I gave him $20. That's why. He's like, yo, give that to me, man.
Yeah. Oh, brutal.
I've hated you to this day.
Thanks.
So it was a little bit of improv coming out.
Yeah, there's bits and pieces. Those are definitely in between the scenes, because the script itself is a very solid thing. There's a little bit of change between table read and what ends up being on the floor, but you've also got people like Donovan Stinson, who plays AD Dan. A lot of that stuff in between is him kind of stitching the scenes together, and it's that kind of improvisation.
Almost
kind of
everything he does is improvised. Yeah.
I love his stuff.
And he's amazing.
I do too. He's
so hilarious.
He's like an unsung hero to me.
Totally.
Oh, he's my highest sung hero.
But I love that he's AD Dan. AD Dan.
Oh,
yeah.
Him.
And he's terrified of Rachel.
Yeah.
Are we
essential honesty?
Of course. Yeah, that's episode one, isn't it? Yeah, you see some of that.
Yeah, I love that. I want to talk a little bit about Serena.
Sorry, baby.
I'll get in there, baby.
That's all right.
This is, you know, the first time we're meeting a bachelorette. Mm-hmm. I want to hear your guys'. What were your overall thoughts when, you know, you found out, ooh, this is in the promo, this is going to be our bachelorette, or sutress.
Sutress, yes.
I mean, I love her character so far, at least. I think she's, like exactly what they're going for. Like, she's very smart. But I also like that we got that moment of vulnerability of her, like, in the bathroom. Because I think we needed that to give her another layer. Because she was so kind of on top of things and in control. And I like that we got to see multiple sides of her in, like, right up front.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think she's a complicated character. And I think we're going to see a lot more of that. And mm-hmm. I felt really bad for her talking about her brunch dates where she was alone and everyone was having kids. Because, you know, as women, we've all been there.
That's also my me too. Yeah. I was like, oh, me too on that also.
Yeah.
Like,
it's not fun. Exactly. But yeah, that makes her so relatable. But she also seems like a very strong woman. You know, she wants to be not apologetic for being smart.
Yeah. I think that they needed that to kind of balance her out. Because at first I was like, oh, yeah, she is a little stiff. She's a little dry, very cute. But kind of like, yeah, like Elon, you know, like I am this wealthy, wonderful woman. I'm going to Japan. I'm doing all these other things. And I'm fabulous. And I have this great life. But I don't have a man. And so I liked that part of it. And I think what will be interesting is that she gave it up to the jockey. So,
gave it up.
But what I think is interesting is it's such a double standard, because when you watch The Bachelor, he can hook up with everybody and it's all good. How many people is she going to be able to hook up over the end of the show, and how are we going to feel about her later if she sleeps with more
exactly.
than one person?
Exactly. How are people going to view that?
Yeah, exactly. That's this huge double standard.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there was actually a bachelorette, Caitlin Bristow, a couple seasons ago, and she, you know, love her. I was just listening to her podcast today. I'm a weirdo and a big Bachelor fan. But
me
so,
too.
Yeah. She slept with several men and was very open about it, which most men have done that are the Bachelors, but she was just completely torn apart from the media by it. Yes. So and it.
What did they do? Well, they made it out as if she was some kind of, was just being
bad
just,
everyone was like, you know, she's a whore, she's, you know, such a slut, she's disgusting, her family should be ashamed.
And what were they basing this on? Just like the fact that she slept with a few guys on the show?
Yeah.
When it came to fantasy suite time, and maybe a little before.
Before. That was the thing. It was some of it was before, which is many men have done, by the way.
Exactly. I mean, I haven't seen that many. I saw maybe the first few seasons of The Bachelor, but that was the thing. And that's what I think is really interesting about the fact that they go there on the very first episode. Yeah. So I think that'll be interesting to see how that plays out, you know?
Isn't that one of the things, though, that made her sort of endearing to the female fans as well? Because she didn't carry that with any sort of shame. She was just very upfront about that.
Yeah.
Because she was one of the most popular people to be on that show in recent memory, right? I mean, I don't watch it personally, but I definitely heard about the fact that she was on the show. And you know, so it's like you take the bad with the good, I guess. I mean, the media criminalizes you, but then, you know, you guys probably love her for it.
Yeah.
For being so unabashed about it. And so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, she was a good one.
And I'm interested to see how that's going to play into the storyline this season with, you know, what everyone's talking about. But she, Serena, had a few very special bonds.
Yes.
I would say three at this point.
Hit me. Dude, who are you going with?
We're going to go. So I feel like I'm picking my fantasy bracket right now.
Go ahead.
We're going with you, Jasper. I think you're going to go far.
Yes.
Interesting.
Yes.
Interesting. Yeah. This is hard, obviously, for us, because we can only talk about episode one.
Right. Well, like, yes, of course.
Maybe,
but,
you know.
Yeah. IMDb, and then you can see.
Oh, IMDb is a fickle beast.
Yeah, I know. Exactly.
You can't believe everything that's on there.
It's true. It changes. Yeah. It does change sometimes.
I mean, AD Dan might win. Who knows?
What do you have in common with your character? You know, your character is a lot of fun. He's one of those... Everyone can tell. And I said this to you earlier, and I was like, oh my God, he probably was so creeped out by what I just said because you maybe didn't see the full episode. I know.
Some things you told me not to say.
Yes. I was like, you're the panty dropper of the season. And you were, because Quinn said that. Quinn said that. And you looked at me like, oh.
Is that my...
Like,
no, it's a compliment.
Well, I know. And then I went to go do my makeup in the bathroom, and I was like, oh, no. Like, he probably thinks I'm such a pervert. And
did she say the same thing to you?
No, we didn't get to talk before, though.
Now that you're here, though.
You're not special.
I'm going to say that to every guy that comes in every week now to make myself
such a panty dropper.
Absolutely.
Just use that on dates. But, yeah, I mean, it's a fun character to be cast in, I'm sure.
I loved playing Jasper. I did, yeah. And he definitely goes on a journey in the season.
Mm-hmm.
It's worth choosing my words very carefully. And I think they've done an English character that is different to, obviously, Freddie in the first season. Because when we originally American, I was like, oh, they've already done like the posh English guy. But I think the way we've developed it, what they've developed it for this, is it really skews and twists and kind of is far different to interest the audience. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and I believe Rachel described you as a rich boy douchebag.
That is definitely, but he's probably a self-proclaimed rich boy douchebag.
So
as
does
well.
He get does he get further away from the douchebaggery?
Can you tell us that? I'm assuming not.
I think as all the characters do, they have to deal with their own insecurities and why you choose make certain decisions, like why you come onto the show, if you're looking for love, what kind of love you're looking for, that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Gotcha.
But yeah, I really enjoyed playing Jasper. It was good.
I want to know if, well, from what you can say, at least, about his hesitancy, you know, when Jay came up to him and was like, what are you going to do? Just sit there and, you know, go, or maybe it was Rachel, someone.
No, it was Jay.
Yeah, right. Jay.
Yeah, so I was like, what does he have to hide? Or does he not like her? Like, what's going on?
I think he likes her. I think he's playing, I think we like when he says, did he just neg her? Mm-hmm. Which I had to kind of look up. That's how that so weird, like,
that
the
means,
game
like,
book
putting
or something.
Someone yeah. down to yeah. make them yeah. like you. Yeah. Oh, yes.
I think he's kind of playing that. If I stay on the back foot, if I stay in the background and let all these other guys fight and kill each other, then I'll be on top. I didn't have to do anything. So he's playing it cool, you know. Hmm. And he's a self-made man. Similarly, I think she's more successful in business, so he finds that quite attractive. But they're kind of in the same realms of the business world.
Yes. Yeah. Well-traveled as well.
He's very well-traveled. Mm-hmm. I can't remember what the original script was, because he goes to Nisiko, doesn't he?
Yes.
I think he went to, like, Italy, Spain. I think it changed every week, and then we settled on Nisiko.
Nisiko.
Yeah. Yeah. Has anybody been to Nisiko?
No.
I've never been. I think I'm saying
Nisiko.
Yeah,
it sounds very pretentious.
Yeah.
And what about, you know, your character? We didn't get to see much, but it's like, in the show, this show and The Bachelor, we always see this character, Southern...
This cowboy.
Cowboy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, last year, I mean, you kind of, not that you seemed racist at all, but last year we had the racist.
That's a good start.
Yeah, yeah. Conversation.
Yeah.
You don't seem racist
didn't
to me.
Seem racist.
I would like
but,
to,
No, but remember the character, we had her in the actress that played her. I'm blanking on her name.
I remember, yeah. She wore that bathing
Confederate
suit.
Confederate flag bathing suit. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Beth Ann.
Yes.
Beth Ann.
Yeah, I don't think, well, there is a moment where some sort of bigoted beliefs maybe sort of come to light down the road, but I think that the difference between Warren is that he's just here to have a good time as best as possible, and he kind of, I think the whole experience to him is sort of new, and that's just one thing I try to do with every scene that I got to be in anyway, is just like, this guy is here, and it's sort of dazzles him, and it's unusual for him, and sort of he's up for it with open arms, and until, you know, he may or may not get manipulated down the road, and
Get bitter about it.
But.
You want to stay here for the free booze, buddy? Then you gotta start some drama.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm excited about that.
Mm-hmm.
Another standout to me, Owen.
Yeah. Owen. I like
the
Owen.
Lovely Alex Hernandez.
Yes. Yeah. Single dad. Wonderful. What did you guys think about Owen?
Oh, I thought he was lovely and charming. I don't know. I don't know if she'll get to the point where maybe he's too nice, since she might want more of a Jasper type.
All these things are possible. Yeah.
Yes, I don't know, but they had a moment.
They have a kiss. They also, you had your first season kiss as well.
Off camera, and Rachel was not.
It's a producer's nightmare.
You didn't get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't get it.
I think he's a front runner, though.
Yeah. You two. I was about to call you Terica.
Terica.
What's that from?
Terica. I know,
right? Who are your guys' front runners?
I don't know if we've, like, gotten to know them yet, because I feel like maybe they're faking us out, you know what I mean? The first episode, like, the people you focus on, that's not always like who they end up with, so I need to watch a few more episodes to...
You don't get to bet on a horse race in the middle of the race.
Okay.
We want an answer now.
Says Norman.
Well, I would say Owen then, because they had that special...
Who, did you say Norman?
Owen.
I'm going with Norman.
Listen, I liked Norman, though, because he reminded me of Faith from season one.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
She's the best. Mm. Yeah. I was really team favorite. Norman a little for, like, a hot second there. Aww. And then, you know, they did the bathroom thing. But
the weird bathroom thing.
This is a lot.
Yeah.
How about you?
Okay, so I'm not saying this because you're here, but I am Team Jasper. Like, I like all things British. I watch BBC, you know. I love Luther. Like,
we have the same last name in real life.
Exactly, the same last name. Like, I could be like his black cousin or something. So, yes. Yeah, so, and also, like, as a comedian, I like how he rolls with the comedy. Like, to me, I don't think it's douchey. I think it's funny. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to see what you bring to the table. Yeah. So I kind of like that a lot. And
my ego is pumped. I am rare.
And yes. Even when he was like, he just took it out the check. He's like, yeah, I'm looking for a husband, too. I thought that the way that they wrote the jokes for him were tight and it was funny, and I'm a comic, so I like that. So I'm on Jasper for now.
Wow.
Nice. And what was yours? Yours was...
I'm Team Jasper and I'm Team Owen.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah. Okay. We've got no August or Alexa.
But I always do love... Well, you know, well, there's so many that I want to watch.
Yes.
And what I love about this show, too, and I wish there was more of, though, is I want to... Because usually The Bachelor is literally 2 hours. I want to see more of all the other contestants. Yeah. And, you know, that's where... Because, essentially, the contestants, they do become a very important part of the plot, but, like, it's not their show.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Which is what makes it unique, because when people heard there was going to be a scripted version of The Bachelor, kind of, you know, they thought, oh, it's going to be about the contestants falling in love. But it isn't, really.
No, it's kind of about Rachel and Quinn falling in and out of love with each other.
Yeah.
Which is... And there's so much in this season. You're gonna
know it. Oh my god!
A show within a show.
Yes, those are always my favorite kind of movies, plays, TV shows. I loved shows within shows.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's
I'm
weird.
Trying to think of another huge one I love.
There's a lot of extras with Ricky Gervais.
Yeah.
Entourage is another thing that sort of examines the business.
Kind of Westworld as well. That's kind of a show in the show.
Yeah.
What's the movie with Jim Carrey? It's sort of
Truman Show with the British writers that come here.
The Truman Show.
Episodes.
Yes. So many for you guys to watch.
Sorry, we can just carry on naming them if you wish.
Yeah.
We've got so much time.
Surely.
On Netflix. This is Netflix Weekly. Okay, so we've mentioned Norman. That's his name. Norman, right?
The jockey.
It feels so creepy to me because it's my best friend's brother and best friend.
She's gone. We have to.
No, I'm. It made me feel so weird, and I don't know why. Not because he was short. But
he's not actually that short. He's consistently on his knees. That's actors are actually very tall.
No, of course he's not.
I was like, wow, he's dedicated to the craft.
That's pretty cool. You guys obviously seem to be buddies with the guy. You know him.
Joe Abraham.
He was probably the most popular person on set.
Yeah, because he was. Yeah,
he's only there for one episode, but we saw him at the premiere, and everyone was like, Joe. He made such an impression. We all went up for drinks on his last day. I mean, he was just so endearing to everybody, and he's just a genuine guy, and he killed that episode.
Oh, he did, absolutely.
Really, very good job. I'm going to give you each 5 words to explain how you felt, just because it makes it stronger. I'll just do one sentence. I'll be nice. It probably can be a long sentence. I'll be terrible with children. Do you see this? I'm like, no, yes.
5 words to what?
I know.
One sentence to sum up how you feel about the relationship between Serena and Norman. Sorman. They sure were Sorman at the end of that episode.
I think she said one sentence.
I got 5 words, though. Okay. I got the original challenge.
Cool.
Endeared, but then creeped out.
Okay.
Ooh.
That's good. Back to 5 words. That was so good.
Thank you.
That was fantastic. Incredibly quick.
This is really difficult to craft.
She started off playing the game, but then it got sad.
Okay, that's true. Very true.
Oh, that's way too many.
I think that was 11. I think you really overshot that
she
one.
Said
that was
one a sentence. Sentence. She
I
said
was good. No, I'm sorry. Continue.
I would say, hit it and quit it. Darn.
Wow. That was perfect.
Yes.
You should write haikus.
Yeah.
That was great.
I guess mine would be, oops, I did it again. I'm just kidding.
I like that.
That's weird.
I like that one.
If I could stand up, I would. I
love that.
But yeah, you know, like we said, we got to see her kind of be human, and every girl, unfortunately, has had that moment, whether it's in college or wherever, where you're like, oh my god, what did I do?
What did I do?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, again, I'm so glad they put that scene in. I think it was so very important for the audience. Not necessarily the sex scene, but just her being so vulnerable. I wanted to ask you guys about the party scene.
Again, that was day one. That was day one.
That was
as
like
well.
Day two. It day was two? Day one at the studio. So yeah, that was like another one of the very first days.
It was like a rave.
Well, no one really. Also, imagine doing that to no music.
No music.
Doing the.
no music.
Yeah. Wait, just let's have complete silence.
Yeah, and everybody.
Can you imagine doing that for like a whole
day? I've
been
an extra before. Yeah, a long time ago.
You guys should have come on and done that for that day.
Can the audience see his pelvis thrust? I'm just wondering. Can they see that?
Can you see that? I think I can. There was one man who was very good at it, regardless of music or not, though.
Yeah, he was very good.
Which man was that?
Mr. Alexi Sparrow.
Oh, yes.
You saw him dancing that.
We will be having him on the show. Oh, very soon, guys.
Sexy Alexi.
We'll come and crash him.
Please, honestly, come anytime. We'll be here.
But that scene was a big scene. That was a fun. Also, nobody really knew anybody. No. Obviously, we didn't know. We didn't know Caitlin very well. We didn't know each other very well. So they were kind of like, dance, more dance,
grab her,
dance,
grab her and spin her. Yeah. You could go up and be like, is it okay?
I can touch her.
Chippendales on Unreal.
Oh, it did kind of. In fact, one of the background artists was a kind of stripper in his everyday life, and he was. I mean, he rocked.
He was
I can't remember his name.
Didn't make the cut, but
that was his name. Didn't make the cut. Guy.
He had some moves. He almost tried to get us out to be part of his.
Was he in like the
crew.
Magic Mike show?
Well, he's in his own. I think he was in the Magic Michael show where he's just. It was pretty intense. I think
stripper.
I still follow him. Yeah, he's just stripper.
Yeah, not Magic Mike. Trademarked yet?
Yes, exactly.
He was real life.
He's on his way.
Before we get into a couple questions for you guys, I want to talk about two guys regarding Rachel. Okay,
mm-hmm.
One guy I forgot to mention that was a contestant is August. Mm-hmm. Well, you guys spoke about him. I also like him, but I think Rachel is going to have sex with him.
I can't wait for them to see it. It's so exciting.
I mean, I feel like. How best to end your celibacy with someone from Australia? I think that's great. I hope
is that a saying?
That's what they say.
That's Shakespeare, isn't it?
That say. Yeah. It should be.
How best to end. That's an iambic as well.
She already does the British thing.
Yes.
Exactly.
You know.
But what about Dr. Simon?
Yes, I also see Dr. I think maybe she should try to become a lesbian.
Yeah. I thought maybe there was a little moment with her and Serena in the bathroom
where
I was
too.
Like, are they loving each other?
Just before she goes to, like, she helps her with the sick and stuff.
Romantic.
Yeah.
Yes.
No. That's interesting.
Then she has to save herself for Quinn, though. I'm sorry.
I know. Oh, when's that scene happening?
What, the Rachel Quinn scene?
No.
Who knows? Yeah. That's the whole of episode 6. Just the characters.
If you ladies had to pick what guy Rachel was going to get with, or both, would it be Dr. Simon or August?
I hate to say it, but I think it's going to be both. Because I really want Dr. Simon to be here for good purposes and help Rachel, but that's never how it works on the show.
No.
So I think that she's going to get with both. But my friend told me that she was watching a promo, and she thinks Quinn and August get together.
Well, someone might as well tap that. I'm sorry, but they have to.
Well, someone with an incredibly muscular back and some kind of bun seems to be doing something to Quinn in one of the promos.
Yes.
Agreed. But whether it's him.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Who could it be?
I mean.
Who could it be?
I don't think it's Serena.
It could be any Australian on the show.
Who knows?
I think it's going to be Dr. Simon. I think he's.
Yeah?
But he's kind of very Coleman-esque from last season. So I'm curious if. But I think that she's maybe thinking she's ready for somebody more mature after this whole retreat thing.
Yeah. He's definitely got Coleman-esque qualities about him, but he's,
but let's some like,
twists and turns.
Calming, not like a snake. But creepy.
He has got a little bit of creep on him, hasn't he?
Yeah, I mean, I think that she might, you know, do a quick little hookup with August, but... But I'm more creeped out by Dr. Simon because I feel like if you have mental issues and you hook up with your doctor, that's just ugh. But we'll see how that goes.
Poor guy. We're already jumping on him. He hasn't done anything yet.
He's done absolutely nothing.
Poor what guy. A creep.
He's done nothing.
Well, God, we could sit here forever and talk.
And we shall.
No, we can't. You can keep on coming back, guys.
Yeah.
I think you're supposed to be coming back in a couple weeks.
I believe. Yeah.
Oh, yes, next week. Yeah. Perfect. You're going back.
I think I'm coming back to this great land of LA again before you guys finish episode 10.
Perfect.
So if you're around, obviously I'd love to come.
Yes.
And crash.
It's like literally you guys should come with a camera crew in tow and we're all like, oh my God!
I'm definitely going to wear something tighter next week.
Well, we can match. We'll wear the same thing.
Sounds like a plan.
We'll come with roses and hand them out.
Yeah, exactly.
We loved having you. Again, please come back. We'll see you back one more time. Where can everyone find you on social media? Because we got to wrap up, unfortunately.
Social media, you can find me on Twitter @Bart_Edwards. And on Instagram, I am just Bart Edwards. Yeah.
All right.
Cool.
Lovely.
You can find me at Marcus_Rosner on Instagram and on Twitter at TheMarcusRosner.
Fantastic.
Thank Marcus. You, guys. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thanks for letting me crash.
Of course, guys. How about you, beautiful ladies?
You guys can find me on Twitter at Alphabet_Anne and on Instagram at Taylor_Gates_.
Hi, guys. You can find me on Instagram at LMPowers15 or on Twitter at Leslie, L-E-S-L-E-Y, Powers15.
Hey, folks. You can follow me on all of my social media at Erica, E-R-I-K-A, D as in door, Edwards.
And you guys can find me, Sam Davidson, at SamDavidsonEntertainment.com, Twitter and Instagram at SamD43. Tweet at us, like, comment, use the hashtag ABTVUnreal, and we will see you next week with Marcus. Yay!
Yay! Woo!
Bart will crash that one.
I have lie-in,
right, from London? I'll have to bring Josh again, hopefully.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.